From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time it is where you are, we're glad that you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Adam's Moist Wipes. They are guaranteed to eliminate Klingons faster than a galaxy-class starship. Check them out at adamsklingons.com, and don't forget to use the checkout code DI Plus for a special listener discount. Welcome to Dubious and 10 Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from Arkansas, the state that has no Klingons. It is the lovely and talented Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Moist wipes?
Yeah, moist wipes, yes.
Where did that come from exactly?
I have no idea because I couldn't think of a fake sponsor, and so I said that because that I got no, move it along, please move.
Okay. Well, how are you, Daniel?
Well, hello, Adam. I'm just wonderful. How are you on this, our final episode of DI Plus of the year?
I was going to say it's our Christmas extravaganza.
No, it's not our Christmas extravaganza. No, it's the year-end extravaganza. Because if we call it a Christmas extravaganza, then we run the risk of... Do you have that theme song, by the way, for our listener from Wisconsin? The one that I put in the Dropbox. Do you have that ready, like somewhere that we can play really quickly? He said,
"You have being, to fill
trying to be off the cuff here and everything because I don't think I have it over here. Let's see. Blah blah blah.
You have to fill.
I'm trying. I'm tap dancing all around. There it is. I got it right here. So you know, because if we say Christmas, we might offend.
Here's a little number I tossed off. Steven." From Wisconsin, he's shy, oh so shy, but he tossed us a bone when he picked up his phone and he called.
Well, I will have to say that non-Christians celebrate Christmas.
Well, I realize that non-Christians celebrate Christmas, but Stephen actually celebrates holiday.
Oh, okay. So he's actually changed the name?
No, well, he didn't change the name. All right, you know what? They're telling me in the chat room, and I know that you hate this because...
Oh, Lord Jesus. We have people in the chat room?
Yes, but they're telling me in the chat room that they can't hear you. So they can only hear me, which means that it's only coming off of that one channel, and I don't know why that would be. Just go forward. Move.
You have train wrecked two shows this evening.
I have not.
So what I was going to start the show by talking about, should I just keep going?
Oh, yes. Yes. God, yes.
Anyway, I wanted to call it the holiday. We'll call it the holiday extravaganza show, for lack of a better term. That's the PC way to say it, right?
The holiday extravaganza show.
You know, you say happy holidays.
Holiday extravaganza show. Hold on a second.
Holiday extravaganza show.
Hold on a second. Oh, yeah, yeah, it is only me that's going there, isn't it? I wonder what show is going. Now I'm trying to figure this out. Go ahead. You know, it's the holiday. I'm listening. Okay. So it's the holiday extravaganza show.
So anyway, it'll be holidays and New Year and end of the year. But... And so I have some top 10 lists that I want to read because I like the top 10 lists at the end of the year. You know, I think those are really festive, you know, top 10 things. And anyway, it's just going to be a fabulous time. But anyway, getting ready for the holidays, Katie had to go somewhere.
Katie.
Yeah, Katie.
Katie is your
my dog.
Your dog.
I think everyone knows Katie by now, but maybe not. Anyway, so I had to find a place to put her, and she's got, you know, she's 11, she's got the heart condition, you know, she's got all these problems, and her nickname is Lucky. But anyway, so I didn't know where to put her, and so I I didn't want to leave her at the kennel because they can get coughs and things of that nature from other dogs.
Yeah, kennel cough, I believe.
Yeah, and they put them in these uncomfortable cages and just lock them in these rooms, and it's horrible. I didn't want her to... I mean, she could die there.
And she could die. The poor dog could die in a kennel. You know, hundreds of dogs die in a kennel every day.
Every year, yes. And so I didn't want to do that, and I didn't want to get a dog sitter because I'm going to be gone for over a week. And they would just come a couple of times a day, and she would be in that house all alone, like wondering why we have, like, you know, forsaken her or whatever.
Why have you forsaken me, human?
So Maddie offered to drive halfway and pick her up and me meet him and pick her up and keep her for a week. Yes. And she knows him. I mean, she lived with him for 6 years, and he's basically...
I would hope she knows him.
He's basically mommy. And so I said, okay, that'll be fine. So I had to drive to Oklahoma yesterday. So I left at like 3 from work, and I went. And the trip down, because I don't know if anyone else has driven through Oklahoma, there's nothing there. I mean, it is like a waste of space. But driving through it in the daytime is okay. I mean, it's not scary. I'm not afraid I'm going to get shot or scalped or anything like that. I mean, because you can kind of see everything because it's sunny. So that was fine. That part of the trip was great. Went off without a hitch. Got to McAllister, Oklahoma, where I was meeting him. Traded, you know, gave him the dog, gave him the medicine, gave him instructions, all that kind of stuff, and then turned around. And it was getting dark by that point. So, you know, well, I love Whataburger. I don't know if I've mentioned it on this show, but my favorite fast food restaurant of all time is Whataburger. Well, they happen to have those in Tulsa. That's the closest place to me that they have them.
Tulsa, Oklahoma is the closest Whataburger to you.
Right, which is... theoretically, it's 2 hours away from where I live.
Now, do you know that is Whataburger available in other states, or is it?
I don't know the exact list. Yes, it is. It's in. I think they have them in Mississippi, possibly Louisiana. There are other states. I don't know the whole list, but it's not in Arkansas.
Is not in Arkansas.
No. So I decided I was going to go 45 minutes out of my way to go to a Whataburger. So I didn't have to go through Tulsa. In fact, Tulsa was out of my way to get home, but I wanted to go to Whataburger. And so I went 45 minutes and I went to the Whataburger. And you know, when you have this dream of something that you want really badly and you're like going out of your way to get it and you yes. you go in. You know, so
you're just like way setting this up.
So I walk in.
I've dreamed of this burger I must have this burger.
So I walk in and I proceed to start my order. And as I'm ordering, the guy that had ordered before me is proceeding to bring his hamburger back and tell them that they had made it incorrectly. And
excuse me, sir. You've screwed up on my Whataburger. As you can clearly see here, this is a chicken patty, not a beef patty, as I had previously ordered.
And I know that you, being the snob, the food snob that you apparently are, said that earlier when I was telling you this, said that why would you even bother to go back and
it's
get
a
your
fast
food
restaurant. Why? Yeah, exactly. Why would you go back up and argue with them as if they were somehow like trained culinary people that like, oh, this is not the proper preparation of this particular piece of meat. This is a fast food restaurant. So there is no actual, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, but there is still a way that you have asked for that to be prepared. I mean, if you don't like tomatoes, you don't want tomatoes on your hamburger.
No, I will agree with that. But oftentimes, because I am one of those people that does not like tomatoes, and I order everything without tomatoes, but they inevitably will, and by the way, those of you watching the video can see I talk with my hands a lot, but they will inevitably bring me the tomatoes. I just pick them off. So I've resigned to that.
Can they hear me now?
Yes, they can hear you now.
Oh, good. Hi, chat room. I'm not going to talk
to
you.
By the way, the chat room would like to know why you're wearing a shirt.
Because I am. I don't record Dubious Intent naked. Anyway, so that didn't bode well at all to begin with. So then I proceed to order. I order, and my order is not difficult. I get a cheeseburger with only ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion.
Nope, 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 nope.
A triple.
A triple cheeseburger. This is the important part.
No, listen.
Because as everyone that listens to this show is well aware, you, sir, are porcine. You are a huge cow, and that is wise because you order a triple cheeseburger.
Listen, I had not eaten all day, and I haven't had Whataburger in like 2 or 3 months, whenever the last time I was in Dallas. So I didn't eat all day long so that I could get a triple. But normally I would get a double. Like when I lived in Dallas, I would get a double, but this warranted a triple. It was a special occasion.
This was a triple occasion.
It was. So I ordered it. So I take my number, go back to my table, yada, yada, yada. And I'm worried at this point that it might not be correct because they just didn't look the normal standard quality of employee that a Whataburger will normally have. Okay, I'm stretching that a little bit, but I was a little concerned. So right. they bring it to me, and he walks away, and I open up. I'm salivating. I want this burger, and I open it up.
I want this burger. I desire this triple cheeseburger like nothing I've ever desired before. I must have it. I must make it mine.
And fuck it all if it wasn't wrong. Not only.
Wait, now, all right. So, how is it wrong?
Well, first, let me. I don't know if anyone else has this issue, but when I get a cheeseburger, I want the meat to be so hot that the cheese is already melted around the meat, basically, when I get it.
Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind that when you say when you get a cheeseburger, what you mean is a triple cheeseburger.
Yes.
Yes.
So, the cheese was not melted at all. It looked like they had just taken the cheese out of the... You know how sometimes you'll get a burger and the cheese hasn't melted and it looks like a piece of cheese that has not melted? I don't know how to say that better.
It would look like a piece of non-melted cheese.
Right. Not at all. Not even nothing was melted about it.
Didn't look
so good. It wasn't hot. Then they put ketchup, mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato, pickle, onion.
Now, wait, so like, I feel like this is an episode of Sesame Street and we're supposed to somehow pick out the ingredient that doesn't
right.
belong in this. So what was that again? What were the ingredients?
Ketchup, mayonnaise,
ketchup,
lettuce,
mayo,
tomato,
lettuce, tomato,
pickle, onion,
pickle, onion. So out of those six, what did you ask for?
I asked for ketchup, mustard, pickle and onion.
Pickle and onion, ketchup, mustard, pickle and onion. So you only asked for four. So two of the ingredients, for those of you, wait, let me click over here. For those of you watching the stream, I'm holding both thumbs. Two ingredients were there that he did not order. So can you name the two extra ingredients?
Not only, no. See, there were more than two. The lettuce and tomato were extra and mayonnaise. Because
You've just given them the answer.
Right.
Yeah. Where is your sense of adventure here with the chat room here? Because Q Sledge says that you have to ask for it all the way.
No, not all the way. Don't want it all the way.
You get some mustard, and you get some mustard, and everybody gets some mustard.
I had to, and the ketchup and mustard is vital on this cheeseburger.
Vital.
It has to have.
You know what?
Ketchup.
Without it, it might as well just be regurgitation on a bun.
Okay, this story's taking too long. So I went back up there, and I asked them to remake it.
It's not taking nearly as long as it did the first time.
Are we going to bring that up? This is our second attempt tonight. So anyway, I take it back up there, at this point, someone in the background is supposed to say, girl.
Girl.
Girl. Anyway, right. So
no, because now you've now confused the listeners. Earlier this evening, my husband, Robert, decided that he wanted to record this show with us and proceeded to sit over here and be very drunk and very belligerent. And it was really honestly, and I think I'm the only person that can say this without being slapped. It was like an old episode of the Adam and Maddie show, but without any of the fun. And so we've started again.
I was literally having almost an epileptic. This is what was going on. So I take it back up there. I proceed to tell him that he has made my triple incorrectly. And then he has the nerve to say, could I see your receipt?
Can I see your receipt?
And
now, this is the thing that gets me. So, can I see your receipt? Which it somehow implies that you, a customer, has like somehow forged a Whataburger triple burger, and that this is not really an authentic Whataburger triple. that you're bringing back up to him to fix, but that you have like somehow gone to your house and used different ingredients to like try to come up and steal their condiments or something. Because I don't understand why if I'm a customer in the store and I brought up my food, why do you need to prove that you actually bought that food? Well, this is clearly a Whataburger burger that you have fucked up on.
No, and you know, so exactly. So you're thinking,
it's a trap.
Why would I have brought the damn cheeseburger back up to the front if it was correct? I would be eating it. I would be stuffing my porcine or whatever you called me face at that point.
Right, exactly.
But I brought it up there. No, the reason he wanted it is because they actually list the items on the receipt that they put in the computer. So he wanted to verify what he put in the computer, but that is irrelevant. So I had to walk back to my table all the way in the back of the restaurant, get my receipt because it was on the tray, bring it back up. He proceeds to look at the receipt and like study it. And then finally he goes, oh, you know, I guess we made it wrong. And so he gives it to them. He does not even bother to say, sir, would you like to go sit back down? I will bring that out to you. And you know what? I'll bring you fresh fries and everything will be hot. He doesn't say any of that. I stand there and wait while they remake it. He gives it to me. I go back to my seat with cold fries now.
With cold fries. Freezing cold fries.
And I open it up, and much to my chagrin, it's still incorrect.
If you have the time, the patience, and if you can find them, there's only one team that can fix your fast food order, the A-Team. I got nothing.
And not only that, it's so insulting when somebody takes your burger that you take back up there, and instead of remaking it, they take the burger, scrape the stuff off of it, and just put this stuff on there that they think
the fool.
That you ordered.
I pity the fool who asked for mayo on his burger. I pity the fool.
So, and it still didn't have mustard. It still had mayonnaise, and the mustard was crucial. But you know what? I didn't want to take it up another time and get it spit on, so I ate it in misery.
So this, in all in a long shot, this was your trip to.
Plenty of air and plenty of room.
Plenty of room to swing a rope.
Plenty of heart and.
Lots of intro to this, but I think this is what we're going for here, right here.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Yes.
You know what? I didn't have your video up for the people in the chat room. They couldn't see you do that clap.
Can
can you do it again now that I have your video back up? Can you do the clap? All right, there you go.
It was right where the whip goes in
right,
that song.
Exactly.
But anyway,
right,
exactly. So I have to tell this bit because this was even funnier when I told it before. So maybe it'll drive home for the audience.
it is going to make all the difference.
It is. So I go out, not this. So I'm quickly, I went out in the parking lot. I couldn't find the 800 number because the guy had kept my receipt. So I tried to look on the internet for an 800 number for Whataburger, could not find one. So I just called the manager. I called that store from my car and bitched him out and told him that I had driven 45 minutes out of my way and it was a horrible Whataburger experience and they got it wrong even after I brought it back. And I'm like, you can't even do anything because I don't live there. Anyway, so then I'm going to go home, but now it's dark and Oklahoma dark is horrible. Just horrible.
Wait. Is Oklahoma dark different than like...
Than Oklahoma light.
No, but I mean, is like Oklahoma dark different than like some other place dark? Like,
yes, because there is nothing in Oklahoma. If you drive literally like 10
feet. By the way, I just have to ask this because I just need to make sure. Is this some kind of veiled racist comment?
No. If you drive 10 feet from any town, if you can even call them towns in Oklahoma, it is pitch the fuck black. There is nothing. I mean, no landmarks, no nothing. It is, I just feel like I'm going to have an arrow shooting out from my left, you know, going, just whizzing by me. Anyway, and that was kind of racist, sorry. Feather not.
Clearly.
Feather not dot. Anyway, so they have a lot of toll roads in Oklahoma, and I thought that I was wise. Because the last time I went, I had no money. I think
yes,
I said it on the
I
show.
I recall
and
this
had
on
a
the
whole
show, yes.
So I got cash. I went to an ATM. I never have cash, but I got cash. And I was thinking they would have a booth with a nice friendly man or something that would not take a debit card, by the way, but I would have cash. So I go to get on the Muskogee Turnpike, by the way, and I pull up and I notice, there's no booth.
There's no booth.
And I see a sign to my left that says exact change only. And so I was like, fuck. Because all I had was dollar bills.
All you had. And no, not a Sacagawea dollar to be seen.
Exactly. Not at all. Nothing. And so I did that thing that people do when they pull up to a toll booth and they don't have change. I opened the door. I got out.
Ran through it?
Ran around. No, I ran around the car. I opened the other door.
Turned the light off on their tag.
I pulled up the mats. I literally sat there for like 10 minutes like looking for change because I was afraid if I ran through it that I would get
this. This is not what people do when they don't have the change.
No, I was afraid.
Run through it.
They had a phone number on the machine that said, if you have problems, call this phone number. I called the phone number and I got a recording that said, thank you for calling the Oklahoma whatever, whatever. Please call back during normal business hours. I was about to fucking call 911 and say, I can't pay my toll. Anyway, yes. I found 70 cents finally. I threw in the 35 cents. All of this, 15 minutes sitting there for 35 fucking cents. I go
By the way, the chat room is asking, did you check under the gas cap? Because there might have been some change under the gas cap.
No. So I get on the turnpike.
Wait. Why would there be changes under the gas cap? This confuses me more than the story.
I don't know. But I get on the turnpike finally after this search, the hunt for Red October or whatever. And I get on there and I drive maybe 200 or 300 feet and I realize that I'm going the wrong direction.
So you have gotten onto the turnpike and now you're driving in the wrong direction. And of course, we all know that that means that you would have to turn around.
Right.
And
I take the next exit to
pay
turn around.
The toll again.
And they made me pay the fucking toll again.
Now, did you not try to explain to them? I got on your thing.
It was a machine. I couldn't explain anything.
Or did you try to I got onto your thing and I need to turn the other way, please?
Usually when I say, dude, I got on your thing and I need to turn the other way, it's not at a turnpike, but...
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So then the next thing I did, I went to a gas station. I exasperated. I went up to this woman and I said...
Exasperated.
I said, ma'am, I don't know how you guys live here.
I don't think that word means what you think it does.
Fuck with off! These freaking tollways that need exact change... But for the love of God, could you please give me whatever change I will need to get from here to Rogers, Arkansas? Please.
And because she's from Oklahoma, she was just like, pick a little, talk a little, cheap, talk a lot, pay a little more.
And that is my Oklahoma story.
That is your, congratulations on your Oklahoma story there.
So. You had nothing before. Do you have anything now?
You know what? The thing is I've been packing this week. This is what we've done this week. We sold our bed. We sold our dining table and our buffet and all four dining chairs. We sold a dresser out of the bedroom. We sold the ones out of the tables from the living room, the couch tables and the entryway dressers or chests or whatever you call them. I know we're selling everything that we possibly can, and now we've sold Robert's desk. So hopefully, when this 16-foot truck that I've rented, is here next week, that everything will fit in there, and we will be able to move quietly and efficiently. But other than that, today was Robert's last day at work, so they did a little happy hour party for him after work today.
So I was saying earlier, was it the kind of thing where they just kind of cordon off a couple of pods?
This was nothing to do with work. This was completely an after hours.
So Betty Lou didn't thing. Bring her famous pineapple upside down cake?
No. We ended up at a local sports bar here in Columbia, which had the world's worst fucking waitress. Who could not grok the concept of bringing us more drinks. And so I would have to go up to the bar and get my... So I'm standing there at the bar getting a drink. Now, it's not even crowded. I'm standing at the bar and the waitress is 5 feet away and sees me there and doesn't even go Yeah, I can get you that. Whatever. Just like lets me pay cash for my drink at the bar and then walk back. And then she comes out there after that and just like, oh, I was going to bring you another one, but I saw you at the bar. And it's like, then bring me another one, because by the time you get back here an hour from now, I will want another one.
Now, did she apologize or did she just kind of state it matter of fact?
No, there was no apology. I'm sorry, and I don't mean to offend any of our female listeners, if indeed we have any, but she was just like one of those big-breasted women that rely on their fake blonde hair and big-breastedness for their tips. And
for their tits?
For their tips, you know, for their livelihood, whatever you want
right.
to say. It was just one of those things where I'm trying to adjust your video here so that I can fit more on the screen. And yet the people watching on the stream right now at livestream.com/walkahol. You know, I say that like we're like live streaming and the people actually know could go and click on
right.
us right now.
Go over and look at us. We're naked.
Actually, you know what? I think this does automatically record on livestream.com/walkahol. So in theory, if you're listening to this show, you could go over to livestream.com/walkahol and click on the archive show and see all the... Anyway, I was trying to make your picture bigger and I failed miserably. And so anyway, the point is I've done nothing with my week other than pack... Anyway, I don't know, people on the stream, can you see this now? This is what... I sleep on an inflatable bed and mattress back here, and I just bumped my headphone. I just bumped my headphone amp and knocked it out. Anyway, but the point is, see, I sleep back here on this inflatable bed and whatnot. This is how horrible that my life has become.
You're ruining the whole image that everyone had of us actually recording from a fabulous studio.
Anyone want to buy a little?
Oh,
table.
Lord. Is this going to become like that radio thing where they, the green sheet sort of radio thing where it's like...
I just don't want to move it to wherever I'm going. Where the hell am I going?
What's that thing that they do on radio shows where they sell things? There's a word for it. There's a name that they, like, they'll do the local... Are you going to answer me?
No, I don't know what you mean. Like this or that, like the local...
Where they sell things. You know, people call in...
Swap meet. That's what they say on the chat room. Swap meet.
No, but it's there's a word for it in the way. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Well, so we had store appreciation at Walmart, where I work.
I think they say Craigslist in the chat room.
No, it's a radio. On the radio, there were these like local radio stations. And on Saturdays, they would have this thing where people would call in. They would call it like the trading post or something.
Right.
But anyway, so we have this thing.
Or Craigslist.
Called, not on the radio. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Store appreciation.
Right. So store free appreciation.
Where the suits basically volunteer to go and work in a store. And so I was set to do this on Monday. Well, first of all, the guy who was driving, we were carpooling, and the guy who was driving is this 70-something-year-old Mormon who annoys me to no end. I mean, he is so... I can't even describe how annoying.
Is this like a Dr. Wesley P. Stone story where he's like, and then when he coughs, he like does...
Wes told that story when he was on, actually.
But, I know, I heard the show.
But no, he does things like stupid. I mean, it's just stupid. He talks to his wife like at least 3 or 4 times a day. And his affectionate term for her is cookie lady because she caters and she bakes a lot of things. So
yes.
Hey
there, cookie lady. How you doing?
So like...
Hey, how about you and I get together and we fluff them up and mix ourselves?
So,
I'm trying to say.
I'm sorry. I can't. Okay. So, I lost my train of thought. So, he.
Cookie lady.
Yes. Thank you. So, 3 or 4 times a day, because he sits close to me, I hear, hey, cookie lady, how's it going? You know, and all this kind of, I don't know. It's just, I cannot convey the annoyance of it.
How you doing, cookie lady?
The only thing that would be more annoying is if he were clipping his damn fingernails while he was talking to her. Then I would be so pissed.
I still do not understand why you people are so offended by people that clip their nails at the office. Look, I'm going to clip my nail right here, right now.
Oh, I hate that noise.
Why? Why is that
I don't know. It's gross.
It's not like I'm like eating them after I clip them.
Anyway,
I
mean, so... I wish I could describe, but he's also the guy who has to talk at every meeting, even if it's the stupidest thing, just so that he can get his, and we'll be in like a company-wide meeting, and he will have to stand up and say something just ridiculous that nobody wants to hear, drives me nuts. So, I hate it. So,
I'm sorry. I had just taken a sip when Drusilla Blow Me wrote in the chat room, "I don't wipe my ass at the desk. Don't clip your nails in my hearing."
So we leave at like 7 and everybody's late except for like me and the annoying guy, because he gets up at like 3 in the morning because he's old. And right. And so we get there at 9. At 9 we get there, right? Uh-huh. And by 11, these people were already wanting to go have lunch. We've barely, right. It took like 30 to 45 minutes for us to talk to the manager, get our assignment, what we're supposed to do, all that kind of stuff. And they're already wanting to, I was so embarrassed, you know.
Well, you should have been.
I was like, we're supposed to be helping these people. And then for lunch, we don't go to a normal place that normal people would go. No, we have to go to Shoney's. Who knew that Shoney's even existed anymore? Right?
I hear that Shoney's does exist.
So we go in, and the buffet that I guess used to be this great magical thing that people like to go to was like 3 items, it seemed like. It was nothing. And then every customer in there other than us either had a walker, a wheelchair, a medic alert bracelet, you know, right. One of those things. And I felt like I was eating lunch at a nursing home. They didn't even have dessert on the buffet. And one of my coworkers, he wanted dessert really bad. So he brought back Jell-O and pineapple rings.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God, it is a nursing home. Jell-O and fucking pineapple rings.
Jell-O and pineapple rings. You know what? The other good thing that I used to always get at the hospital, you know, as a child, I used to eat Sunday lunch at the hospital every week. I would get the pears, half of a pear with cream cheese. That was the other good combination. There would be pear and cream cheese. So, you know what? 2 good combinations. Pineapple rings and mayonnaise is a good combination. Ooh. And pears and cream cheese. Do not knock it. Do not knock it unless you've tried it.
I like grapefruit with salt on it, and most people don't like that. Pears with cottage cheese apparently is good too, but cottage cheese grosses me out a little bit. So anyway, we go back. We get back after like 12:30, right? And why do you keep making hands?
Because, really? Cottage cheese? This is me doing a spit take at the audience.
So, anyway, are you trying to be videologically entertaining?
Right. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Really?
So,
cottage cheese?
So we... Oh, train wreck. So... We go back, and the short story is everybody was complaining about their feet hurting. We left by like 3 o'clock because, oh, my back hurts. Oh, my feet hurt.
So the crux of the story here is that you from the home office are supposed to choose a store from the muddied masses to go to and show them that you too know how to slave like a common man.
Yes.
Yet you could only do it for 2 hours before you had to take a lunch. And then
correct.
Could only work 3. Oh, I'm tired. I got to go now.
Yes.
I got to get out of here. I'm very important. I got to leave now. So, and you failed basically.
We failed. And I was so embarrassed. And all we were doing was truck. We were opening up boxes.
Truck.
And
I don't even know what that means.
It means
truck.
Things come into the store on a truck. So I call it truck because at Pier 1, we always called it doing truck.
Wait. So you call it this, or this is the actual name for it?
They call it something else at Walmart, but I don't.
They call it unloading the truck.
No. Stocking or something. I don't know. But anyway, it's literally taking things out of boxes and putting it on the shelves is what it is. And that's what we did. And that's it. So I wanted to do some top 10 lists. I think I mentioned it earlier. It seems like 3 hours ago. We've been recording so long.
It was 3 hours ago.
And so the first one I want to do is top 10 movies of 2011.
The top 10 movies. Do we have any kind of sound effects for this?
Oh, Lord, I might have. I think I've removed all my sound effects because
drum roll. The top 10 movies.
Wait, I've got something better.
2011. Oh, okay.
I've got something better.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So this is E-Online. So if
you
people
try, you tried to use that as our tech segment one week, and that just didn't work.
No, the TV segment that dropped off the face of the planet. So
right, exactly.
We will have it again when things are canceled.
E-Online, and by the way, the chat room says that the girl with a dragon tattoo was asterisk amazing.
I've heard that it's good. I tried to watch the foreign version, but I'm not a big fan of foreign films. So anyway, so number 10
delicious. I want to swallow your dick.
Number 10 was The Twilight Saga: Breaking Dawn Part 1.
So the Twilight Saga, which you did not care for.
I have not seen any of them, and
you know what? I have, not in the theater. I've never actually paid to see one of these, but I have seen them all on Showtime/HBO when they've been played there. And you know what? For cheese, crappy, you know, vampire flicks, they're all right.
I don't know why. I mean, I turn my nose up at them. I probably would like them, and I really do think that Taylor Lautner is hot. But, I mean, I just... all the cheesy teen tweeny bopper stories that I've heard about them just turned me off, and I just haven't. I'll probably see them at some point, but I haven't.
Let's see. I'd wait for our people watching the stream here. I'll show a Taylor Lautner picture.
Number 9, Super 8. Which is
Super 8, which I did not see. I did not see the film Super 8.
I would probably give it a 6 out of 10. It's a Steven Spielberg about some kids that have this Super 8 camera, and they're making a movie. And while they're making this movie, they make a discovery of something. Well, I don't want to give it away.
I know you hate the whole chat room thing, but Drusilla has a really good line here. Twilight is Mormon anti-feminist abstinent propaganda. It's poorly written fanfic with flat Mary Sue characters and a really hot Taylor Lautner. Okay, go ahead.
So
that was mine. Not his.
Number 8 is Midnight in Paris, which I haven't seen. It's a Woody Allen movie.
Yeah, anything with Woody Allen, I immediately hate, so I don't even, it would not even be in my top 100.
I believe it's about midnight in Paris, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. You know, when I hear Woody Allen, it's almost as bad as when the Faye driver hears me eating out at a restaurant.
I didn't get that.
It gets his blood boiling and
bite my shiny metal ass.
Number 7 is The Descendants. It has George Clooney, and that's all I know about it.
All right. Well, excellent. Well, you know, George Clooney is a good 7.
Number 6 is Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which you told me you had not seen.
I have not seen it, but I do want to see it because, unlike most people, I did not hate the remake of Planet of the Apes with Mark Wahlberg. I actually thought it was pretty good. The one that Tim Burton directed that everyone hated, but I actually kind of liked it. So I never got to see Rise of the Planet of the Apes in the theater because I don't go to the theater that often. So, but I did want to see that. So that is on my list.
I used to love going to the theater, and Maddie completely ruined me because he hated going to movies, and now I never go. And I don't know.
Wait, now did Maddie completely hate going to theaters, or did he just hate going to theaters that weren't playing, films of a certain type?
No,
because just... I'm just saying, I could totally see like Maddie going to
Well, we've gone to those together.
Theater where people might be wearing raincoats or having towels with them.
Daniel, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I kind of like those myself.
You know what, Adam? So, I don't know if I've ever told you. I've actually been arrested and gone to jail for being in one of those theaters. So let's just end the judgment right there. So
I've never been arrested, but I've eaten a few bananas.
Okay, good.
I don't even know what number I was on. Number 5 is Hugo.
Hugo, which I know nothing about.
It's a boy who lives in a train station.
Yes.
Who likes...
A boy that lives in a train station.
Yes.
I think this was, on the earlier thing of this, I think that was, I played this one, so I'll just play a different one this time. Let me find a good one here that's nice and talkative. How about this one? All right. So, yeah. So, Hugo, a boy that lives in a train station, and in my version at least, was then forced to have sex with anonymous men. So, let's see here.
Yeah. Aster.
There you go.
Are you at sausageparty.com?
No, but I'm making Drusilla have to turn his video feed off at work.
Oh, you're sharing that with... I can't see them. Oh.
All right, please, continue. Right. Continue. Number four.
Number four is The Muppets, which I haven't seen yet, but I really like The Muppets. So.
I did. I went and saw The Muppet, and I... Here's the thing, and I know that I always start everything by saying, well, here's the thing. But honestly, here's the thing. Earlier, you know, the original Muppet movie, the one with Jim Henson and Frank Oz and blah, 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 was a great movie, blah, blah, blah. And now I know that they're all dead and these are their kids and like their predecessors, you know, their successors that are doing
this. Well, Frank Oz is not dead, right?
But he's no longer doing the voices of Miss Piggy.
He completely trashed this current movie, I believe.
Well, here's the thing, is the thing that made the original Muppet movie so great to me was the soundtrack, right? Everything in the Muppet movie was a good song. I mean, that was one of my favorite albums as a kid, was the Muppet movie soundtrack. And this particular Muppet movie that I just went and saw, really out of the maybe six songs that they had in the entire film, maybe only one of them had a catchy tune to it, and I can't even remember it right now. So that to me was the downfall of it, was, you know what, Muppets are cute and they're puppets and that's funny and everything, but when you get right down to it, for me at least, the original Muppet movie had a lot of really catchy music that really sticks with you, and I don't think that this movie had it.
Well, I don't know if anyone will have trouble believing this or not, but when I was a child, I actually saved up my pennies and bought a ventriloquist dummy, and his name was Danny O'Day, and I still have him. I found him in the attic the other night. And
I'm Googling that right now.
His name is Danny O'Day. It was a very famous ventriloquist puppy, or the puppy, puppet. There was Charlie McCarthy, I believe, and Danny O'Day.
Yes, I had the Charlie McCarthy dummy.
So I was really into that. So I like puppets.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
yes,
all the evangelists and stuff that would come to church and do the little children's crusades.
Oh, so did they do the Danny O'Day? Was that like the...
No.
The religious puppet?
No, he was completely secular. But well, I'm just saying that when we would
way,
have
that's
our...
The... That is Danny O'Day, for those of you on the video.
When we had our kids' crusades, they would have puppet shows, and I loved puppets, so I really liked the Muppets. Anyway, number three, Bridesmaids, know nothing about it. Number two, Drive, nothing about that either.
I know nothing about that.
Number one is Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part
now,
2.
I will agree with, because as someone who read all the books and has seen all the movies... That was, you know, that was the final of, so it was seven books, but eight movies, because they broke the final book into two parts, movie-wise. So, I mean, this really was a culmination of, 14 or 15 years of Harry Potter lore and movie and book writing. And so it was emotional. It was very well done, and it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
I have not seen the last two movies because I'm still on book six reading, so
yes.
I didn't want to see the movie until I've read it, because I'm one of those people. So, anyway, if any of you disagree with that list, that was E! Online, you can leave us a voicemail and let us know what your favorite movies were of 2011.
That's what I want. See, it's a Christmas themed tech show, not Christmas though, because
holiday.
That'll upset Steven in Wisconsin.
Did we talk about that on this show or the other show?
I don't even remember anymore.
So what I wanted to talk about, and we don't have to make it too long, is
here's what we need to talk about. For holiday / Christmas / Kwanzaa / whatever fucking holiday you want to do, if Adam and I would very much like a new tech intro song. So if you would like to give us a new tech intro song, we would very much like to have it.
You know, I have to say that the other one was growing on me. If you'd just cut out the beginning part where the Muppet says technology over and over again. I was asking my stepfather what he thought I should get my... Because I got my stepfather a Kindle Fire. I went ahead and bit the bullet, and I thought, if he doesn't like it, oh well, fuck it, I'll see what it looks like anyway. So I ordered it on Amazon, and it came in yesterday, but I have to get it. But anyway, I don't know what to get my mother, so I said, what should I get my mom? And he said, I never would have thought of this, and he says, I think your mother would really like a portable DVD player.
Yes. So you know what? I cannot, you know, I walked through the mall today and I just out of nowhere, I decided I'm going to ask people what they would really like for Christmas. And 5 out of 6 people said, I would really like a portable DVD player for Christmas, because that is such a useful device.
So this is my question. Who the fuck uses portable DVD players anymore?
All right. See, I think this is a problem, and this is a problem of being on the bleeding edge of technology, Adam, because I don't understand people that use standalone GPSs, although people buy them still. They still sell them and people still buy them, and they seem to be, you know, keeping these companies in business. But honestly, if you have an Android phone that does, you know, speech turn-by-turn navigation that you can put in your car that will also feed in the live traffic reports and whatnot. And why would you need a standalone GPS? This completely blows my mind. Also, why would you need a standalone digital camera when, you know, the best camera is the one that you were carrying with you, which is whatever cell phone you currently happen to have? It's like, otherwise you have to go grab your digital camera. And I'm not talking about the artsy shots along the river or the artsy shots, you know, in town that you can do with your digital camera. I'm just, you know, the day-to-day digital camera. I just don't understand why people would buy anything. So that's the thing. So maybe we're just on the bleeding edge. And we don't, I just burped, but we don't understand why people would like to buy.
Are we turning into Big Fatty Online or something?
Oh, that would be a smokehouse burger from Stonefire Grill. Yes.
Well, so I agree with you about GPS. I will say the only reason is I am hideously bad about breaking the law when it comes to when I'm on trips,
Did you say trips or tricks?
Trips.
Trips.
With a P. When I'm in the car, anytime I'm in the car, all of the podcasts, the technology shows that I listen to from Twit, I watch the video.
Yes.
So I prop my iPad up against
thing,
and I have the DVD, and I have the.
But you know what? If you had an Android phone, you could also, you know, have your phone. You could play it on your phone, like, right? You could do that. You could download the Twit app and play it on your. Oh, you don't have a smartphone, do you?
No. I don't want it. I like it right in the middle there, and I don't want it. I don't want one of those holsters or whatever that they sell for the phones. No, I don't want one. No, I mean the sticky ones that you like put on your windshield, because that'll be too obvious. Yes, I see that. But that would be too obvious. I want it down where no one else can see it but me. And so what I'm going to say is it's hard for me to do the GPS on the iPad and watch the video at the same time.
Hey, people in the chat room, Faye just said in the chat room, I like to pee on my tricks too.
Well, he didn't mention that in Vegas, but anyway, so I've lost my train of thought again. So anyway, I agree with you, but it's hard for me to watch my video.
I think the crux of the question is who would buy a standalone portable DVD player, which it could not have more than what, like a 4 or 5 inch. Here, I'm going to actually Google it right now. Let's see, portable DVD player, right? Portable DVD player. What could it couldn't have possibly more than like a what? 6 or 7 inch screen at the most.
Usually 6 or 7 inches is enough.
So here's one for $117 that has a 6 hour rechargeable battery, but it doesn't tell me how big the screen is.
But anyways,
by the way, still out of breath from the whole stopping smoking shit.
So
I can't breathe anymore.
I just don't know.
Right, so like, look, this right here. See, this is where you would put the DVD in right there at the bottom, and this is the size of a DVD, so that cannot be more than like, you know, 4 inches or something. Very tiny.
Four inches is not enough.
I'm saying I could probably get a better video on my Android tablet, or you could probably get a better video on your iPad than on these portable players.
But I'm not going to spend, and see, the thing is, and I know you suggested, why don't you get, you know, why don't you just get her a Kindle Fire? And I don't know if she'll use it. And that's $200. And I got my stepfather a Kindle Fire. So I don't want to get them both the same thing.
Then just have them share it.
I do have to mention, I know this is the technology section, but I found the coolest little gadget on Amazon that I'm going to give my aunts. It's an egg timer. Now, maybe these already existed before, but it's so cool. It's this little round thing that is kind of the shape of an egg, And I guess it's some kind of plastic. And you put it in the boiling water with the eggs, and it's red. And as it heats up, the red starts to recede, and it becomes clear on the edges. And there's a little meter on it that says soft, medium, hard. And you watch this little thing, and when the red hits the spot that you want it to be, your eggs are ready.
Is it called the Egg Perfect Egg Timer?
There were two different ones, so I don't know which one it was, but it's so cool looking.
I am showing it to the folks here in the chat room. Yeah.
I don't know, but anyway, I'm going to give my aunts. It's only like $5. I'm getting myself one.
It is the No Pro Egg Right Egg Timer, available on Amazon.com for $4.99. There you go.
It got really good reviews, except for the one person who said it made the boiling water smell like a pot.
from the What Will They Think Of Next department, this 21st century egg timer takes the guesswork out of cooking eggs. Because, you know, when I cook eggs, I'm always guessing. Placed in a pan with the eggs, its internal sensor reacts to the heat, just as the eggs do. It's like being able to peer inside a cooking egg to see what's happening, although not nearly as fucking gross. I'm sorry, I added that part. The timer's red face is calibrated. Indicated soft, medium, and hard, and stages in between. As the timer heats up, in precise synchronization with the eggs, its face darkens from outer edge inward, displaying the egg's current status on the calibrated gauge.
You know, I'm not trying to do the double entendres all night long, but I also am calibrated to indicate soft, medium, and hard.
But I don't have a thing. So, why don't I have a rim shot?
So I have a rim shot.
I have that. Yeah.
And Q Sledge, I boil eggs constantly.
Right.
I love soft boiled eggs, and it's a bitch to try to get your eggs soft boiled.
All right, so let's go to the second bullshit top 10 stories of the year.
So my next bullshit list is the top 10 science stories of the year.
Now get this one right. This is now. I know it's been 2 hours since we recorded this before, but now get this right. Number 10.
You've got to answer in the form of a question. So wait a second.
It beat two former Jeopardy champions.
Right. Two former Jeopardy champions in a something this year. Go on.
Who is Watson?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, IBM's Watson computer. Yes, it won a Jeopardy match, in case you were curious what it was that it won. Nope. Yeah, it beat Ken Jennings and Brad McHottie. I don't know what Brad's last name is, but from the time that he was on Jeopardy until this last time, he's gotten much hotter.
You know what we could do? If this show is going to be almost twice the length of a normal show, we could...
What would that be?
We could cut it in half, and that way we'd have something to put out for the next week.
No, I took a break to go downstairs and get some.
Okay, anyway, number nine, the sun sets on Solyndra, which this is a company that manufactured very thin solar cells, and they went bankrupt this year.
Well, they didn't go bankrupt because of their solar cells. They went bankrupt because of mismanagement, which is an entirely different story, but go ahead.
Number eight, therapy makes a comeback.
Gene therapy makes a comeback. Dr. Gene Scott?
No, just therapy with genes.
Oh, okay.
Number seven, the death of Steve Jobs, because somehow that had something to do with science.
Had nothing to do
with
science. Anyway, move along.
Number six, the end of the space shuttle program.
Right.
Number five, possible discovery of the Higgs boson.
Oh, and you know that actually, I'm surprised that A, that that's at number five, and B, that they actually got that, because that just happened this past week. And honestly, on a real world scientific, like, importance scale, that should not be number five. It should be like, you know, number negative one. I mean, it should really be at the top of the fucking list.
Number four is record-setting extreme weather.
Right. Yeah, that's much more important than the Higgs boson particle. Sure.
Okay. Number three is faster than light neutrinos.
That's pretty. I would put that at number two or so.
Number two is technology fuels Arab Spring.
You know, all right. So this, you know, I mean, do you understand this?
Well, I think they're saying like the Twitters and the social networks and
stuff. Yes, exactly. They are talking about
the protests.
they are talking about in Egypt when they basically overthrow, what was his name? Moses somebody. Anyway, but the point is yes, it was organized through Facebook and through Twitter, through social media, through, even though that those governments like try to restrict the internet or whatever, there are so many different paths to get there, including even dial up. No, not Gaddafi, guys. This is Egypt, not Gaddafi. But I mean, the point is that even, you know, the point is that it decentralized it's Egypt. Come on, what was the guy's name? It starts with the M.
Mubarak?
Mubarak, yes.
I'm totally, that name just came out of my rear end. I don't know if that's right.
Let's see, I'm looking for it right now.
I mean, I know there is a Mubarak, but I don't know
if... Yes, Mubarak is a former Egyptian politician and military commander.
Score for Adam.
Yes, score Adam.
Score.
All right, so Mubarak. Anyway, but the point is that, you know, even though Egypt was trying to shut down the internet access, it was still able to get through, and that was what they were talking about with the Arabs. Anyway, so go ahead. Next one, next one.
All right, number one.
Which should be the Higgs boson, but go ahead.
Is the Japanese tsunami and nuclear crisis.
That has nothing. That's on like number six of like how stupid it is.
Well, that's it. So that is the top 10 science stories as said by Scientific American.
All right. Now, I know that you said you wanted to work several top 10 lists into this, but you are aware like how these top 10 things work, right?
Yeah, they just make them
I know
up.
That you listen to the same podcast I do. So you've heard John Dvorak, who is a veteran of the magazine industry, mention how these things actually work, which is a bunch of people sit in a room and decide what the top 10 is. There's no actual polling. There's no actual, you know, like any kind of scientific method in this. Most of these top 10 lists are nothing more than four or five people sitting down in a room and going, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, that's number two. Yeah.
No, but yeah. Yes.
I like that part where Sharon Stone like stuck her finger in her twat. Now, let's put that at number three.
Yes, I understand all that. It's not that I really put any stock into these lists. I just like I like lists. And I like to look back at the year and think about things.
I agree with that. And I went to the soundboard to go pull something, and I can't even remember what to pull. I don't even know what the hell I was looking for. I was like scrolling down like, oh, yeah, I got to play this sound clip right now. And now I don't.
Is that from Stopping Smoking as well?
I'm lost. Go ahead. The news.
All right. If I can find my news stories here.
All right. News story, the top 10 news stories of 2011.
If Scamp the dog was living up to his name by playing a trick on his owners, a grandmother in Washington isn't laughing.
She's not laughing. She's crying.
Rita McKinley thought her grandchildren's puppy died after it escaped through a fence at her Yelm home and was hit by a car. The terrier Shih Tzu mix was bleeding, his eyes fixed, and he wasn't breathing.
Aww.
McKinley told the Olympian her husband wrapped him in a blanket on December 3rd and left him under a wheelbarrow. To keep the animals.
Okay,
away.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm ending this right now for the doggy snuff story. Move along.
No, I gotta
move along.
It. No,
doggy snuff story. No. Sticking my fingers in my ear. Don't want to hear it.
Money,
don't,
money,
don't,
money.
No. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it.
Jesus, it has a good ending. You got.
I don't want to hear the doggy snuff story.
They were prepared to bury him the next morning. She told her 6-year-old twin grandchildren that Scamp had gone to heaven. But when her husband returned the next morning, Scamp was sitting up. The family has spent $3,000 on veterinary bills since, and McKinley says Scamp's return is the family's Christmas present.
We've replaced this dog that got snuffed by some bastard with an exact replica that's now going to be...
Scamp lived.
Wait. Why did my chat room go away?
I don't know.
What the hell? Oh, I see. I'm in a different tab. Got it. All right, go ahead. Next.
All right. So I lost my tab. Hold on a second. Wrong tab. Okay. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer made a very tasty pâté. That's far from the traditional version of the song. But the prospect of turning...
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer made a very tasty pâté.
But the...
And if you ever tasted, you would even say that's...
Gay?
I didn't say it. You did. Whatever.
But the prospect of turning Dasher or Dancer into a snack had animal rights activists in the UK seeing red.
Not these people again.
The group Vegetarians International Voice for Animals.
Yes, I am from Vegetarians Voice International, and you, sir, have offended us by daring to eat reindeer meat.
Or Viva. Launched a campaign against upscale department store Harvey Nichols for selling cans of reindeer pâté. Viva's website urges support.
I would just be against it because it isn't a can. Really, honestly. I mean, if you're going to have reindeer pâté, it should at least be like, you know, made by a chef or something, not this like canned shit.
I'm just wondering like what the advertisement would be, you know, I mean, you know.
Do you want reindeer in a can? We've got reindeer in a can.
No, I'm thinking something along the lines of, you know, Rudolph or, you know.
Let's go to the advertisement central of the world, YouTube, and let's see what we got here. So reindeer, R-E-I-N, or is it R?
R-E-I-N. D-E-E-R.
Reindeer.
So
pate.
I'll continue on as you look for that. Mm-hmm. Their website urges supporters to, quote, politely complain to the store, claiming that the process of harvesting the venison is traumatic to the animals. Admittedly, the packaging of the pate seems designed to tweak delicate sensibilities, claiming the product is a farm-raised relative of Rudolph and an indignant Christmas treat. The pate includes cognac.
I think I got it here.
You're listening to Yodel FM. Hello, you're listening to Yodel FM, all the way from Switzerland.
All right, I don't think that's what
that is. I'm not so sure that's it. The pâté includes cognac and spices, as well as its signature ingredients, ground meat and fat.
And reindeer.
In a statement, the retailer defended it the choice to stock reindeer pâté, saying reindeer is growing in popularity in the UK. The reindeer we stock is farmed in Sweden and complies to EU legislation.
Hold on. I've got to find a commercial for this. This is just I've got to find something here about this. All right, let's try this.
All right, today, Christmas, we are doing the reindeer pâté. I'm going to give this guy a shot here and see how she do.
He's opening the can now with his can. Why can't I find a commercial for the reindeer
pâté? They probably don't have a commercial for it. It's Harvey Nichols.
Would you like some reindeer? We've got it in a can. All right, so you're saying Harvey Nichols doesn't advertise?
What that smells like.
I don't know. They're one of those frou-frou kind of stores, you know.
It looks like
that is disgusting. Look, it does look like cat food.
So basically it says our online stock has sold out due to the publicity and demand we've received.
Oh, Jesus. This guy's going to eat it, and it looks like cat food, and he's going to eat it. Oh, this is disgusting.
Oh, now it smells like meat.
Oh, God. Doesn't all pâté look like cat food?
Oh, God, he's going to eat it. It's not pâté. It's cat food, dude. Don't eat it. It's cat food. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is like watching the chick swimming in the ocean with the jaws thing. No, don't. Don't eat it. Oh, no, I can't watch it. All right, I got to end this.
So, top 10 Christmas songs.
The top 10 Christmas songs are If Mannheim Steamroller is on the list, then I'm out of here.
Donde Está Santa Claus is number 10.
Donde Está Santa Claus? Donde Está Santa Claus? That's my favorite.
Little Drummer Boy is number 9.
Come in my mouth, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Here Comes Santa Claus is number 8.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, spreading on your sheets.
Snoopy's Christmas is number 7. The Christmas song is number 6.
The Christmas song is stupid.
And it's specifically the Nat King Cole version.
Oh, the Nat King. Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. That one?
Yes.
Okay, next.
Something like that. Hold on, hold on. There's one that I have to play. I had to pull it up. Okay.
No, don't play. So I'm enjoying singing these. Go ahead. What's
number
what's
four? I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. All right, next.
Number four or number three. Yes. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Pate.
Hey, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a pate named after him. You might have then had something, and it looked like cat food. I don't know. Yeah.
This is number two.
Number two.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready
it's
to
the
sing
chipmunks.
Your song?
Yes. Yeah,
let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Alvin.
Okay, Alvin.
I know this one.
Alvin.
We gotta wait till they get into it.
Alvin!
No, we don't. I know this one.
Christmas.
Don't be late. I'm gonna delayed from your recording, so that'll sound like I sang it out of time. But those of you listening on the stream now know that I sang it in time with the recording. Go ahead.
All righty. So number one is White Christmas, specifically sung by Mr. Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby, who sang, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. God damn it, Billy, get over here. I'm going to take a... See, because Bing Crosby beat his kids.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
No, Daddy, leave me home. Daddy, don't hit me, Daddy.
All right.
See, he beat his kids. That was.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh, well, he had a nice voice.
That was the joke.
I mean, if I was being beaten while I was, I mean, at least he has a nice voice. So, do you have the birthday song?
I'm trying to fix my pop filter.
Well, it's your fault.
I'm trying to fix my pop filter that I broke from beating.
It's your fault.
What's my fault?
You shouldn't have beat on it.
Well, I'm just saying, why don't you have the birthday song? How come, why did I have to listen to that thing with Dr. Wesley P. Stone and neither of you could play the happy birthday
song? Because I can't find it. You said it's just called Happy
Birthday.
You
go to Amazon, you type in happy birthday, all right? And then you go to Happy Birthday, made famous by the Beatles.
I didn't know who made it famous.
It's your birthday. I'm gonna have a good time. I'm glad it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Don't beat me, Daddy.
I'm sorry. You know what? Now the people on the stream, you know, this has been bugging me for a long time because when I listen back to the shows, I think that people think that I might be Googling the answers to the whose birthday it is. But no, I'm just really, really good at this this game. So see, now they can see because they can see my entire computer screen here. They can see so they
you
can
get to
tell
hold your
whether...
hands up the whole time.
No, I'm just saying that no, they're seeing outside of where I'm at. So.
Oh, they're seeing your entire computer screen?
Yeah, well, they're seeing that.
Not like a
monitor.
Second monitor or something?
No. Nope. Well, I have a second monitor, but that's the chat room over there. I could not be typing in Google stuff without you seeing it in my browser, which is right here on the screen.
All
anyway,
right.
Go ahead.
You know,
go
they
ahead.
Don't make second browsers or you can't open up a browser twice.
Nope. And, okay. I don't have a laptop or another tablet over here or anything. No, I swear to God. Look, I'm holding my hands.
Okay,
and my,
okay. I'm sure they're fine.
My yeah,
so here is the first one.
Here's the first one. This is the theme to Miami Vice by Jan Hammer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So whose birthday is it? It's either Jan Hammer's, Don Johnson's, or the black guy. I'm going to go with Don Johnson.
You would be correct. Don Johnson is 62.
62? Really? He's 62?
He is 62.
He looks great for 62.
So I haven't seen him recently. So here is the second one.
This is the Beethoven's Fifth.
It is.
So I'm assuming this is not a director or the like first violinist in this particular orchestra. So I'm going to go with Beethoven.
It is Beethoven. As we all know, I like to have dead people. Beethoven.
Look at that. Someone in the chat room guessed Brahms. No, it was not Brahms. It was Beethoven.
Beethoven is the ripe old age of 241 years old.
Yes. Well, he would be if he was still alive.
Happy birthday, Beethoven.
Happy birthday, Beethoven.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's our next one. Let's see if you can get this
one. I'm just saying I'm going to ignore that right now. I'm just going to ignore that. No, just go ahead. Go ahead. Who's our next one?
All right. Our next one.
It's a contemporary artist. It's Christina Aguilera.
Are you reading the chat room?
No, this is Genie in a Bottle. See, they didn't type that in the chat room. This is Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera.
Okay, yes.
So either you were trying to be very slick and tell me that Barbara Eden is having a birthday, but I think that was several weeks ago, so I'm going to go with Christina Aguilera.
No, Christina Aguilera is 31.
She really? I thought I would have guessed she was like 14.
And I don't know if she puts out music anymore, but she's on some...
I don't know if she puts out at all.
But she's on some American Idol ripoff show.
It's called The One.
So
Christina Aguilera, The One.
So this next one, I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint because you're going to think... You're going to think it's the composer of this song.
But I won't.
And
oh,
it's
the voice, not the one.
It's not the composer. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I thought the voice was the acapella one. Anyway, go ahead. Oh my God, this is that deaf guy.
Wait, hold on. It's. I'm doing this on YouTube tonight. So.
You're not playing. I can't hear it.
There we go.
So I would think it was the composer, but it's actually what? But it's actually the what?
It'll
not
be
the composer,
the
it's
director
the,
of the movie.
This is the theme to E.T., and the director of that movie would be Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the composer of this would be John Williams. But
yeah, and I knew that would be one that people would know. And Steven Spielberg, I don't know how old he is.
Wait, hold on. Wait, no, I should probably just ignore that. I should probably just ignore
Steven
that.
Steven Spielberg is
there.
Not
I
dead.
I should probably just ignore that. All right, go ahead.
All right. I don't know how old he is because I stopped on my spreadsheet at that point. So here is the last one.
Is this a movie theme?
It's a TV show theme.
TV show theme. It's got to be a really shitty TV show because I've never heard of this before. Although the chat room is guessing Airwolf. Is this Airwolf?
No, okay, listen to the beginning again. This is the important part. Listen to the beginning.
This is the important... Shh. All right, it's like something blew up.
Think of like a digital display. Did you not watch this show? I guess you must not have.
I guess I never watched the show. Oh my God, is this that show?
It's the theme to 24.
This is the theme to 24? I thought 24 was...
That's what they used in between segments.
I'm just saying, but that's the thing that I would recognize. See, nobody in the chat room even got it. So, no. All right. So, 24.
But that's not whose birthday it is.
So if you want to know whose birthday it is, Kiefer Sutherland. It's got to be.
Yeah, so Kiefer Sutherland, I don't know how old he is either.
Bazinga!
He's probably like, he's older than me, so he's got to be like in his 50s.
Just to mention a few others that you're not guessing.
I'm going to say Kiefer Sutherland is probably like 55 or 56. I should probably just ignore
Jake Gyllenhaal turned 31. Alyssa Milano turned 39. Chris Angel turned 44. I saw his show.
Chris Angel turned 34, but you didn't see it.
No, 44.
Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. Should I answer that?
Oh, my God. Chris Angel does not look 44.
Hey, I'm 44.
That's ridiculous.
Hey, I'm 44. Are you trying to say that I look like older than Chris Angel?
Kiefer Sutherland. Is he Donald Sutherland's son?
Yes.
I didn't even know that until tonight. He turned 45. Andy Dick turned 46.
Yes.
There are a bunch of them, so I'm not going to. Phil Donahue turned 76.
Joseph, I love Phil Donahue.
Joseph Stalin would have been 100.
Phil Donahue? I don't even know who Phil Donahue is, but I love him anyway. I love Phil Donahue.
Joseph Stalin would have been 132.
Well, you know, Joseph Stalin is a fucking communist. All right. Anyway, so like, go ahead.
That's
so,
it. That was the last one.
Now I gotta finish it off by doing this. It's your birthday. Love that song. See, the chat room got to see my little dance that I do every time that song plays.
So, I'm going to...
What the hell are you doing? You we had momentum, and then suddenly you've killed it. What's going on? What happened? We're going to masturbate? What are we doing? What are we doing?
I'm looking to see if we have voicemails.
I was told by a very reliable source, and by a reliable source, I mean Brenda Boo herself, that she called and left us a voicemail on the Dubious Intent program.
So here is the first voicemail that I'm showing. So let's see what this is.
All right.
It's going to take it a moment, apparently. I don't know why.
This is awesome.
I don't know why it's not playing.
I don't either.
Let me try this
one. Maybe you had the volume turned down.
No, it's literally just sitting there not playing on Google Voice. Like the internet connection has... Shoot.
Bite my shiny metal ass.
Okay, just be quiet.
Oh, excuse the fuck out of me.
Hold on.
Oh, you touched my ta-la-la.
What?
Go!
If it is Brenda Boo, I gotta find some way to count every time she cusses, so I was just looking for something really small.
Go!
I don't know why it's not playing on there. It's literally, I'm hitting play and it's just sitting. So I'm trying to pull it up on...
Maybe Brenda Boo called us and just left an entire message
no,
silent.
No.
Fuck us up.
Okay. So here is the first one that I'm going to try.
Okay.
And there must be an easy way to have an abundance of money in your life, but you haven't been able to figure out what it is. Am I right? Right.
Yes.
Well, today
you
is your lucky
so
day.
Right.
Because I've got the answer you've been seeking.
Yay!
To hear more details, press 1 now.
Oh, wait.
You'll hear a recording that tells you exactly how to do it.
Wait, I got to find one.
People how do you already are.
Boop,
this is not a job. And it has nothing to do with buying or selling anything.
One.
It's easy.
One.
For more information.
One.
Press one now.
One.
If you'd like to be removed from this list.
I don't know how to press.
Called again. Press one. Two now.
But one.
To begin generating cash.
What?
To you.
Do.
In as little as 48 hours from this minute. Press
my
one
phone.
Now.
One. I'm trying to say one, dude. Come
well,
on.
Thank you for your call.
Jesus. I wanted to hear your message, but I can't figure out how to.
Well, hello, darling.
Is Donna Sugars?
Oh, my goodness.
Hi,
I just listened to your latest show, and I do have to say, Daniel, you do not need a chemist to help you with this. You need
what?
A cosmetologist, which
wait,
is
what?
Me.
Oh, okay.
I am a hair scientist. Yes.
Hair
darling,
scientist.
First off, all hair color hair. Is exactly the same. All hair colors do the exact same thing, which is opens up the outermost layer of your hair called the cuticle and deposits hair color into the center layer of your hair called the
right.
cortex.
The cortex.
So, really, it all does the same thing. Obviously,
which is what?
Cheaper hair colors are more of a stain and less of an actual depositing hair color. So when you're looking
yes.
at things like Just for Men, whether
yes.
it says beard or whether it says head, it's going to do the exact same thing. And yes, Adam, you could use it in your private parts if you so chose. But
in
I just assumed that because you were trying to look so young that you just completely shaved down there
right.
like a 12-year-old
right.
boy.
Right,
well,
exactly.
Just thought I would tell you guys. Kisses, mm-hmm. darlings.
Aw, thank you, Donna.
Hasn't Donna seen the photos of my private parts?
I
trim.
No, you should definitely send them
there
to
is
her
some
at,
hair down there.
DonnaSugars@gmail.com. But yeah, no, I was going to say that. Yeah.
So, but she didn't answer my question that I had
which
asked
is,
was, will it isolate just the gray hairs?
Oh, she said, if you rewind, I don't want you to rewind it because your thing won't pause or rewind.
This is Google Voice, but go ahead.
But the point is that you should, she said it all works the same way, which is it destroys the outer layer and then allows it. So yeah, it should. It should. It yeah, it'll isolate. Just go with it. Just go.
All right.
That sounded like Brenda Boo. That sounded like Brenda Boo.
Here is the one. It's really long, so it's buffering a long time.
But can you pause it and then restart it without restarting it?
No, it's still buffering. It never has started.
I know, but when it starts, will you be able to pause it and then pick it right back up?
I think so.
Okay.
It's still buffering. Please press one now.
You know what, Q-Slide? You can see my crotch on any given number of porn sites. Just
creative. Oh, dear Lord. It's a three-minute message.
Okay, fine, but it shouldn't take 6 minutes to buffer.
Don't.
Hi, guys. This is Brenda Boo. And I'm just calling because I wanted to talk to Adam for a second about his employee with Walmart.
Brenda Boo, can you pause it for a second? Can you pause it for a second?
Yes.
I don't know if you're familiar with the lovely and talented Brenda Boo. Are you familiar with the lovely and talented Brenda Boo?
I haven't listened to her show.
Okay,
but I know
you,
who she is.
You are aware of the fact that she does a show and that her name is Brenda Boo.
Yes, and we've conversed on Google+, I believe.
Yes. Now, the thing that you may not know about Brenda Boo is that she has the foulest mouth of any little old woman that you could ever possibly imagine. So she sounds like a cute little, unassuming woman. But no, she has a sailor's mouth on her. And so what we do on Live It Up, you know, Dr. Wesley P. Stone and I, what we do is we play a little drinking game here, which is every time she cusses, we take a drink. So during this this call here, I will be signifying every cuss word with a
don't.
All right, so go ahead and play her.
All right, here we go.
A couple things I wanted to discuss with you and even ask you a question about since you work in the infamous corporate office. So did you have anything to do with these employment tests where, you know, you say I strongly agree or I strongly disagree with different statements like, you know, everybody steals and it's okay to steal if you really need it and I get into fights at work 2 or 3 times a week, or I've been arrested for child pornography. I mean, do you know who made up with these tests and how many people actually fail them? I mean,
so I have to say,
I came up with these tests because it's psychologists that come up with these tests. And I don't like talk about it, but I do have a degree in psychology.
I don't know who made up those tests, but we at the corporate office, we have to take those as well. So,
yes. Anyway. I come up with them.
How stupid do you have to be? And there's another thing I want to ask you about. When I worked at Walmart,
yes.
It would get so fucking hot. And they'd always say,
yeah,
oh,
take a drink.
To keep on the same temperature. It's always going to be set on 73. And we say, well, could you please turn it down? It's really hot. And they say, oh, well, we have to call the corporate office because they have all the controls for all the temperatures of all the stores all over the fucking universe.
Don't.
Is this true? Is there a giant room control central with a big display on the wall that tells the temperatures of all the different Walmarts of the world? And you can you have to go there and turn it up 1 or 2 degrees because that's what they told us.
Yes.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't know the answer to that. I will have to go and ask.
Yeah, no, there is. I'm sure if you were to go down the halls of the hallowed Bentonville, Arkansas, or, you know,
ISD,
the Walmart. Yeah, if you were to go down the hallowed halls there and you would find a very unassuming door in which you would walk into and there would be just a wall of LCD monitors that displays Walmarts from all over the universe.
Right.
And exactly what their temperature is. You know what? You know, the colleges, our college used to try to pull this bullshit too, which is, oh, our temperature is all controlled from a central place and we can't touch the thermostat. I'm like, bullshit. There's a thermostat like right over there in that room and you guys just won't touch it because that's how you get people to not touch the thermostat.
I'm going to tell you something. I would not be surprised if we do control the temperatures via some computer because as much as they try to save money so that the customers can live better, by the way, because that is our theme, save money so you can live better. But,
I thought your theme was low prices guaranteed.
Save money so you can live better is the motto. But anyway, I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't know. And they won't let me in the data
Excellent.
Center no matter how hard I try. So,
well, you just clearly haven't tried hard.
The last thing is, when I quit Walmart, they did the exit interview. And it was an interim manager. And, you know, they always want to... They hate people quitting. Even if you're the crappiest motherfucking employer that ever walked in the door, they don't want you to quit. So he was asking me all these exit questions, and I actually used the "it's not you, it's me" excuse to get the fuck out of that door of that goddamn fucking Walmart.
Don't.
I say, Adam, you're one brave soul to work for Walmart. And in order to get full disclosure, my husband works at Sam's Club, so. Anyway, you guys take care. I throw a few curses in. I don't know if the drinking game goes on over here, too. But,
yes.
And I think you should just give out the number. And forget about this 2x2 DI plus thing. 229-234-7587.
Yes, what she said.
Studies show that even monkeys can memorize 9 digits. Okay.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
By the way, I'm sorry, it's 10 digits because there's 7 digits and a phone number and then a 3-digit area code. But, that, you know, you're right. Even a monkey could memorize 9, so us as humans could clearly memorize that one extra digit. And, you know, then,
if you include the 1 in front of it, it's 11.
But don't confuse them any further.
She was very sweet. She didn't cuss all that much.
She didn't. She should have. Because she knows that we base, because it's not Live It Up, because we base an entire drinking game on it over there.
So and, I have to say that I know I complain a lot, but I really want to say
you do.
That I think that I enjoy working where I work, and they pay me, considering what I was making before, they pay me very well. So I'm not entirely unhappy. It's just a very large company, and it's... things that I'm not quite used to.
Right.
I'm not...
Things that you're not quite used to.
I'm not used to managing people doing the job that I used to do.
Right.
So, that's it.
Okay, good.
Well, that was all, and I didn't have any emails. Did you have... Oh, did you have any emails?
I did not.
or anything else that any other contact that you wanted to?
Nobody has called me. Nobody has sent an email to us, which, you know, they can do quite easily. But no, I have not received any. Why have you? Was there any other than the ones that you played that should have been played?
No.
Because, you know, if there are, then I think that you should play them now because, you know, this is our last show of this year.
That's true.
And I think that is a, you know, an important thing that we get the you know, the calls in before. I don't even know what the fuck I'm trying to say. I'm like I'm like juggling 19 different things over here, and I just really don't I don't even know. I'm hoping that someone will come in and like oh my God, what's that? Hello? Really? Christina Aguilera is dead? Oh my God, Christina Aguilera is dead. I just heard it through the celebrity death phone. Vision 10 Plus was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on a voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That's 2x2 DI Plus, or a phone number that Brenda Boo has already read that I cannot possibly remember what it is, but I'm going to go to our website right now and look it up. Or, you know, you could go to our website, dubiousintent.com, or you can send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. By the way, the phone number is 229-234-7587.
You fucking prick. You cut me off.
How did I cut you off?
I was going to read reviews, but we'll do that on the first show of 2012.
Wait, would you like to end the show better?
Because no,
I'll stop
going
the
whole debacle.
And then
again,
you can repeat the thing. Oh, that was not a debacle. That was a thing of beauty. All right. Well, happy 2011, everyone, and we will see you in 2012.
Merry.
And next week you're gonna hear a best of.
Bye.
From high atop the interweb. No, I can't say that. Fuck! Why do I do this? Why? It's like from week to week, I forget how to do the goddamn intro. All right, let's try this again. No, that screwed up too because it's not loud enough.